This is a phase one connotation hearing for Sharon Ligon. ADC number is 061570. Ms. Ligon is currently serving a six-year sentence for a dangerous drug violation. She's asking for a reduction of 18 months. If she received the reduction for 18 months, her CSBD date would be February 27, 2018. Right now, her current CSB date is June 13th of 2019. According to her commutation application, Ms. Ligon is stating that on the morning of July 8, 2014, she was under the influence of methamphetamine. She was helping her co-defendant and roommate sell a stolen construction trailer. She made arrangements by using her phone to sell it. Turned out that the seller she was trying to sell the trailer to were undercover police officers. At the time that she was arrested, she had 2.5 grams of methamphetamine in her possession. She says that she feels that she have failed, she had prepared herself to be released into society and now is ready to become a law-abiding citizen. States that she was given 6 years, which is the max for a charge, with mitigating factors were not taken into consideration. In her case, the judge even agreed that the time amount of the plea agreement was more than he felt was fair. In her situation, she thinks she should have got the mitigated charges of 2.25 years, and she felt like she's done 3 years and 3 months on this sentence, and that was excessive. She has completed several programs that have been available for her. She's also completed some substance abuse classes, and she feels that any further incarceration for her would be counterproductive. According to the Ames report, she was actually charged with aggravated assault and received 1 year, 6 months. She was also charged with a dangerous drug, which she received 6 years since. And she was also served with a drug paraphernalia charge, which she received 1 year sentence on. Those sentences were currently occurring. So those other two sentences are already expired. She does have a long history as while she's been incarcerated, dating back to 1987. She has almost 2 pages of violations since that time. Most recent violation was in May of this year, misuse of medicine, and she was found guilty of. She was found in 2016, July of 16. She had a disorderly conduct that was a major, but she was found not guilty. She had a minor, a disobeying a verbal in 15, along with a disrupting account in 2015. So she has about 2 pages of disciplinary action she did. According to the pre-sentence report and the present offense, this is an incident that involved a utility trailer that had been stolen and was discovered by the owner to be up for sale on Craigslist by Sharon. PD contacted her, turned up to purchase her by texting her. While the police arrested her, they searched. Police found a small baggie in her front pocket, which was the methamphetamine, the present offense. So when she was arrested, she wound up getting an assault because as they were closing the cell, door was being closed. Ms. Ligon spit on the detention officer, which actually hit her on the left side of her neck and in her shirt, which prompted the charge for assault that she received. She admitted to a possession of the methamphetamine. She admitted to being upset at the time that she got arrested and was wanting and waiting to go see the judge. That's why she spit on the officer. She believed that 6 years in prison for possessing such a small amount of methamphetamine is excessive. According to the sentence report, the presumptive sentence was 4.5 years. The minimum sentence was 3 years. The maximum sentence was 6 years. Aggravated sentence was 7.5 years. She received the 6 year sentence was the maximum sentence that she could receive as the aggravated term, but also counts one and two were dismissed, which were felony convictions. They were not alleged against her. Therefore, I feel as though, because of the plea agreement and the sentence that she had with the assault and the other charges, that she did not, they did not allege those felony convictions further. She received the aggravated sentence, but this was an incident that involved the theft of a trailer that was sold to undercover officers, and in the process of the theft of the trailer, being arrested, being in possession of narcotic drugs, and then after being in possession of the narcotic drugs, then spitting on the detention officers when she was arrested. Based on all the information contained in the report, I do not feel that this sentence was excessive.
I agree.
Okay. Based on that, I am going to make a motion to not pass Ms. Sharon Lincoln on to a phase two hearing.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, that's not going to do the hearing at this time.